Connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
All right, people. Love it that you're here. Love it that you're sharing. And if you're not, start sharing. Hit that little share button on your podcast app, and you can send it to your loved ones. Also, rate and comment. We would love and appreciate that. It helps us a lot. And go to the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. You want to send us messages, et cetera, et cetera. Well, Ramona got, kind of parking lot jacked the other day.
Kind of. I was cereal jacked.
Cereal jacked.
In the parking lot of the Walmart store in Belmont. I had done my big shopping. You know how you do your big shopping, your stock up shopping. And I had so much stuff that I wound up putting a couple of things on the bottom rack of the cart.
Yeah, okay, yeah. They're like, well, you normally put like paper towels and
right,
things
where,
of water or something,
right.
Whatever, yeah.
So as I was leaving the store, another customer said, oh, ma'am, your cereal just dropped off your cart. Mm-hmm. I was probably 20, 30 feet away from it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked back. And I see this gentleman pick up my cereal
loosely.
Like it was a fumbled football at an NFL game. And he starts running toward
running.
The store.
Blitz.
Because we're going in opposite directions. I'm going towards my car. This guy was going toward the
so
store.
He was already on his way, but then he saw gold.
Right. He saw gold. He saw a family-sized box of Honey Nut Cheerios
ugh.
For free.
Yeah.
So the woman says, that man is stealing your cereal. And I was like, no, I refuse to believe that.
Oh, come on, Ramona. What was he doing, you think?
Momentarily, I thought about chasing after him because I knew if I left my cart, the others would probably descend on it and I would be
right.
left with
like,
no groceries.
Like a vultures and a
right,
hawks.
Like, oh, look, a whole cart of free groceries. So I thought about turning my cart around and chasing this guy down.
Yeah,
but then
yeah.
I said, you know what, Ramona? Let's not think the worst. Mm-hmm. Perhaps he sees this cereal and he is running back to the store in hopes of connecting with
sure.
the person who dropped it.
I'm glad
he's taking it
that.
To the greeter.
Yep.
He's taking
Even
it to the
service
desk. Even
though you're right there, he would know where it came from.
He's taking it to the greeter. He's taking it to the service
okay.
desk.
Like there's lost cereal.
This just dropped off of
sure.
some lady's cart.
Huh?
So I put the groceries in my car, and I decide I'm going to go in the store to follow up on my, sure, people have good intentions sometimes.
Sure they do.
So I go to the greeter. I'm like, hi, did anybody turn in a box of family size box of Honey Nut Cheerios?
You had to be very specific. You couldn't
right.
just say a box
yeah,
of cereal
yeah.
because you never know. Family it could be like hundreds of boxes.
Maybe other people dropped them, and you're like, which ones? The Cheerios mm-hmm. or the Fruit Loops? So I asked her, she was like, no. I said, okay, I'm going to go check at the service desk.
Wow, you are committed to this.
Yes, I am.
This
because I want to believe
goodness.
That this man didn't just see me drop cereal, pick it up, and run with it. I want to believe that he ran to the store.
You're insane.
Before anyone else can get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I go over to the service
run.
Desk, and
stroll.
The line is long. And I just kind of stepped over to the side, like, excuse me, I'm sorry, you know, to the people who are returning stuff. Just a quick question. Did anybody bring a family size box of Honey Nut Cheerios
again,
that was found in the parking lot
a lot of people turned
just now? And I swear everybody in line and all the people working at the service desk looked at me like, bitch, this is Walmart. What do you think?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I would have.
So they all looked at me like, and the one cashier who I was addressing said, no, like, really?
Yeah, that's insane. Like, someone would
come
do that.
Come on, girl.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
So I stopped short of saying, can we check out the security footage?
Oh, geez. Yeah,
because
they're going to be like, for $4 or whatever.
Because
it is.
It's not like you just found it.
Yeah.
You obviously saw it drop from my cart, like this other woman did. And so
maybe not. He was looking away.
That's not finders keepers. That's theft.
Yeah, well.
There's a difference between finders keepers, which, wow, there's nobody around. What happened here? Oh, may as well take it. Then, ooh, she dropped it. I'm going to run with it.
$3.79 down the drain. I'm looking, or $2.44 in some places.
Well,
ooh.
If I could speak to your logic about going inside of the place and thinking, hey, maybe he gave it to you. I'm one of those people. If I see somebody drop something and maybe I didn't see that person around, then I'll take it. I found this whole thing of tissue and I just took it in. It was a big one of those 48 packs where I could have been, because it had to be for like a family of five. I could have survived a year off that tissue. But I went back. Oh, never mind. It was a Target. Sorry.
Target.
We're dealing with Walmart.
Never mind. It wasn't at Walmart. There is a part of me that still wants to see the security footage to see if we can recognize the man in the overalls. It was just so stereotypical, making overalls wearers look bad.
Well, did he? I think that the person who would, like, the security would be, here's your $4. I really don't want to go through the trouble of looking this
5'9" overalls, I'm guessing, 210 pounds.
But here's the, now let's just take that. You are at a parking lot of a store, and there's a box of family-sized cereal on the ground. You didn't see anybody drop it. Do you leave it there, or do you take it inside?
I take it inside.
I think I'd leave it there. Here's why I leave
because
it
because anything could happen to it in a parking lot. Somebody could run over it, and it's no longer good.
Birds
that tend to hang out in the parking lot of Walmart stores, you know, eating the discarded fast food droppings and such, they could get a hold of it. So you want to give the family who lost it an opportunity to reclaim it in the best shape that it can be in, which is recently retrieved.
Disagree. I think the theory is you've got to leave it there because they're going to say, oh, my God, I think I dropped that cereal. They're going to go back to there. And if it's not there, they're not going inside probably. But they've got a chance of recovering it if you leave it there. Now, if it's like something expensive,
if you leave
it
there, then the overalls guy scoops it up and he's gone with it.
I'm not going inside. If I thought I dropped a box of cereal, I'm not going inside. I'll drive back to where I might have dropped it and see if it's there, but I'm not going inside to look for it. I'm just assuming it's...
Mr. Richie McRicherson.
That's right. I was thinking someone stole it by that point. But I might circle back and see, did we drop it there?
Do you agree that this was theft and not finders keepers?
Well, there's no such thing as finders keepers by the law. So yes, it's theft.
Thank you.
Yes, of course it's theft.
So if I call the cops about being serial jacked,
I
would have been justified.
Aren't you on the citizens patrol or whatever it is?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Citizens arrest?
It's the Belmont Citizens Police Academy.
Yes.
Call it what it is.
Yes.
I'm not yet on the police academy.
I'm guessing if you...
not yet a member of the police academy.
Well, if you scoped out this parking lot, the guy in the overalls will be back. Guy in an overalls, that's in his regular rotation of clothes.
All I have to do is have a stakeout.
You got 2 days to 3 days most before you'll see him back. I can just about guarantee it. And he's probably out of the cereal by now.
I don't think you're wrong.
And speaking of, you know, I told you how my dad likes to argue with me. He's argumentative.
Dude, I am not. You are the one who can't seem to let it go.
That's not true. So I walked in the door and I told him how I got to
his house. Your dad is 80.
He is. I know. He's 81.
So who's not letting it go?
I know. But I told you he argued with me about the GPS because I said I followed Waze to get to his house. I told him how I went. He's like, that's way out of the way. That's ridiculous. I'm like, Dad, I think the GPS knows what it's doing. Not always.
Like, and he's right. No. GPS isn't 100%.
Come on.
It's really not sometimes.
It went on from there, and they were complaining
about
it.
Eric is a delivery driver.
Yeah.
In his spare time.
And it's very true. Sometimes the GPS is just wrong. It will take me to the back of a warehouse when the house is across on the other side of the neighborhood.
Thank you. I've always said GPS is not 100%.
It's not. God. And that's why you got to...
It's helpful.
In this particular case, it was... good.
Are
the traffic
you sure?
was so. I don't know, but why did I? You're right. Maybe I should have let it go.
Right.
Let
Hello. Let it go. Thank you.
Oh, progress. We worked yesterday.
Progress.
And then, just little things that I think I just make him insane. I went to walk let the dog out. Crap, because I took Jill to their house. Unfortunately, they're not dog people, but they've told us before many times you can bring them, and of course the dog dumped twice in the house and puked, never does. The dog's out forever. Going back there.
Jill wore out her welcome at the grandparents' house.
Yes. Well, I was walking around the house eating cereal, and then I walked the dog eating cereal, and he kept saying, you know, this passive aggressive, like mumbling, "Who ever heard a person walking around eating cereal?"
And my daughter told me that when I was outside walking the dog, he said to my mom, why is he walking a dog eating cereal? I never saw anything like that before.
I've never seen anything like that before either. If I'm honest, have you seen somebody eat a bowl of cereal while walking their dog? It's not common sight.
I mean, me personally, I'm usually stationary. You know,
cereal?
Cereal is definitely a stationary food.
Right.
But I was like already eating. I didn't really feel like stopping. And the dog looked like he needed to go out. I walked the dog.
You couldn't.
And then I came back in. And I was walking around some more. And I hear him over there going, what are you doing? I never saw him walk around. I'm walking with somebody. Why is this? What do you want to be on my case for?
Matt.
Can a man not walk around and eat cereal?
Remember, your dad's
my
actions
name is Matt Harris,
nothing.
And I have daddy issues.
Okay. Your dad's issues have nothing to do with yours, okay? Yeah. You can do what you want. He's always going to have an issue with what you do. You're his son.
Driving
you insane, don't let him do it. Just let him talk and let him keep it moving.
I don't eat cereal.
There's nothing.
He hasn't seen it before.
Yeah, that's all he's saying.
I have seen it before. I probably would have said, dude, you're walking the dog and eating cereal at the same time?
No, but his was a judgmental walking. It wasn't just an observation.
He was judging your soul.
He was.
He was judging you as a human being.
He was. He said it like four times, and it was not a, that's
like,
interesting.
Wow, it's so awesome how you can walk the dog and eat cereal at the same time. Son, I'm proud.
No, it was a grumbly grumble.
He's 81.
What kind of person does that? Like I'm committing some crime against humanity by walking around eating Special K.
That's what you were eating?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the only cereal his mom keeps in the house.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, but my mom also is really angry at Special K because she's been eating it for 75 years. The flakes are smaller now. And she's going to write a letter.
If you want to understand Matt Harris,
his parents.
If you want to understand, this is everything you need to know.
Yeah, and she had a valid point, honestly, when I looked at it. I'm like, I got to agree. I think they are smaller. She said, look at this. I'm like, yes. She's like, quit walking around eating cereal. Get over here and look at the picture. I'm like, okay.
Mom.
Right, but they were judging me. And then I got...
Matt's a mama's boy, by the way.
No, not at all.
Me too.
No, she was also saying this. He would say, like, what does a man walking around eating cereal? And my mom's like, I don't think I've ever seen that either. What's he doing? He's like, I'm right here, people. I can hear you.
They had you. They can talk about you without mentioning you in the conversation.
Oh. Jill, our dog, got out. And you can tell my dad's not a dog guy because I hear him outside going, get. And I'm like, what's he doing? I walk outside and he's like, your dog's loose. And that's what you're doing to get him back in the house? Get. Not come here, I'm a treat. Here, Jill. He's just standing out there going, get. I'm like, what is that? I can tell you're not a dog person.
I would like to meet your dad one day.
I got to be on Team Matt here. Come would have been better.
Well, he was behind the dog. He's thinking, and the dog would be.
He was trying to herd the dog
toward
the
house.
Herd
the dog into the garage. Get. Remember, he grew up on a farm, so I'm sure that's what he said to the cows and the whatever, the goats or whatever. Get. So I didn't even know who he's telling to get. Like, what is he doing out there?
Wait, where's your dad from?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, so he grew up on a farm in Pennsylvania. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Anyway, well, thanks for joining this podcast. My parents here to disown me. But that's all right. I'm going to tell you right now. You know what I'm doing right now when I get home from work?
You're going to walk around and eat
in my underwear.
You might even walk around the whole cul-de-sac eating cereal.
I might. And you guys say you haven't tried it. Start it.
We're not judging you. Don't do that with us.
That's an invitation to get milk on your shirt.
Right.
No way. I don't get milk on my shirt when I walk around and eat cereal.
Okay.
I'm going to bring something in here tomorrow and just walk around the studio. Okay.
You just walk around the station eating your cereal.
Around the station, down the hall.
And we'll hear the people at WBT and WFNZ mumbling. What's he doing? I've never seen anybody walk around.
I can see them coming to me now. Hey,
why didn't he go sit his ass down somewhere?
Okay. Is Matt okay? He's just walking around eating cereal.
Why is he doing that?
Who does that?
I have things to do. I don't have time to sit.
At the radio station?
Hit us up on the Matt Ramona Facebook with your comments about that walking and eating cereal. Whatever the case may be. Also, share the podcast, rate it, and comment. We'll talk to you soon.